Now, boys and girls, last week we began to look at that part of the Bible that is known as the Acts of the Apostles. And it's called by that name because it tells us many things that the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ did once our Lord had gone back to heaven again and back to his Father. What they did, of course, and all the things that we read about how they did them, all of that wasn't their own power or their own strength or anything that they had of themselves. It was because the Holy Spirit of God had come. Because you remember we said last week that once our Lord Jesus Christ would return to heaven, then he and the Father would send the Holy Spirit. And of course we saw how the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost and how the apostles began to preach about Jesus Christ the Savior. What happened then, of course, was many people believed, and the Church of Christ in the New Testament came into being in the Acts of the Apostles. Now, as you move on through the Acts of the Apostles in the very early chapters, in Acts chapter 3, we're told about how Peter and John, who were two of the apostles, they were going up into the temple in Jerusalem at the hour of prayer. And there were different gates that led into the temple, and they had different names. And one of the gates was called the Beautiful Gate. Now, I suppose it was called that because it must have been a beautiful gate. It must have been made maybe with all kinds of delicate work. You know how you see some gates, and they're very nice the way they're made. Well, this was called the Beautiful Gate of the Temple. And at this gate of the temple, there was a man sitting, begging, and he was lame. He was a cripple. He couldn't walk at all, had never walked at all. And of course, he was sitting there begging, and when he saw Peter and John coming, he asked them for something, asked them to give him something. And Peter turned, and the Bible says, Peter looked on the man, and he said unto him, silver and gold we don't have, we don't have any money. But he says, what we do have, that we'll give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And the Bible tells us that immediately Peter said that to the man stood up upon his feet. You can imagine him doing that, boys and girls. Maybe he would have got up only half believing, and then he would have tried his legs to see if they were steady. And then it says he began to leap for joy. No wonder. He had never walked in all his life, and suddenly now he was able to stand on his feet. He was able to leap. He was able to jump for joy. Now, of course, there were lots of other people going in through the gate of the temple at that particular hour, and they saw what had happened, and they were amazed. And then Peter began to preach. Now, here's what he said. He said, now, why do you look on us as though we had made this man to walk? And then he began to preach the gospel, boys and girls. And he told those people how God had sent his son into the world. And then he reminded them how they had taken the Lord Jesus Christ and they had condemned him to death, how they had crucified. And you remember how they had called out when Pilate said, will I crucify your king? And they said, we've no king but Caesar. Crucify this man. He reminded them about all that. You have taken, he says, and you have killed the Prince of Life. And then he says, but, he says, God raised him from the dead. And although Jesus Christ had been crucified, God had raised him from the dead, and now our Lord Jesus Christ was alive. And he says, now here's what you must do. You must repent of your sins, and you must believe in Jesus Christ. That's the gospel, boys and girls. That Jesus came into the world, that he went to the cross and he died on the cross for our sins, but God raised him from the dead again. And because Jesus died and rose again and is alive, then we can turn around. That's what repent means. We can turn to God and we can believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior. And many did that very thing. But there were others, of course, who didn't want to do that. Some of these people came, and they were temple policemen, really, I suppose you would say. In the temple, there were those who looked after the temple. My, they laid their hands on Peter and John, and they took them away, and they cast them into prison. And then the next day, the very next day, Peter and John were brought before the leaders in the city of Jerusalem. And they didn't know what to do with them. They knew that this man had been healed. He had never walked. Now he could walk. And so they said to Peter and John, "You go out of the room and we'll decide what we're going to do with you." And they got their heads together and they said, "Here's what we'll do. We'll tell these men that they are never ever to speak about Jesus of Nazareth ever again." And so they brought them in and they said, "Here's what we've decided. You're never to speak in the name of Jesus again." Now, boys and girls, can you imagine anybody saying that to Peter or to John? And here's what they said. They said, "We can't do anything else but speak of the name of Jesus of Nazareth. We must obey God. We want to obey men, but when you make a commandment or a demand like that on us, we must obey God." And they couldn't do anything. And so all they did was they threatened them again. "We're telling you not to speak in the name of this man." And then it says that Peter and John went away rejoicing that they had been counted worthy to suffer for Jesus Christ. And they went back to the church in Jerusalem, and it says then they had a prayer meeting, really. They all began to pray together, and they all thanked God that God had made his presence known in the city of Jerusalem over those days. And so the Lord Jesus Christ has come into the world. He has died for sins. He has risen again. He has gone back to his Father. The Holy Spirit has now come, and the gospel is to go out into all the world. And this was the beginning of the preaching of the gospel. First of all, in Jerusalem, you remember the Lord said, and then in Samaria, then in all Judea, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And you think of it. All those hundreds, thousands of years ago, when our Lord Jesus Christ died, and then the gospel eventually came to our country, and we can preach it today and still believe in Jesus and have salvation for our sins.